This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. So today is Yom HaShoah, a day of a remembrance where we remember the atrocities of the Nazi regime. It's obviously a very different one this year. We spoke to the South African Jewish Board of Deputies yesterday. They've got an online ceremony today. I would imagine that in Australia you've done something very similar.
Exactly right. So this took place for us last night on Monday night, April 20. And what we did was, seeing the world closing down, as it were, our concern was that we would not be able to come together. Or let me start again. First, we said we will just live stream the ceremony so we would not have the mass audience there. And then we thought, what if we cannot even come together to live stream it? And so what we did was, we reduced the entire ceremony to a half hour, 36 minutes to be precise. And those of us, the actors, if I can call it that, the speakers, the chazan, we went into a studio one by one, recorded our speeches to camera, and hired professional people to put that together in a very moving 36-minute package, where we had the various speakers coming together, and it started off. What we did was, to open it, we used a video which we had done a couple of years ago, where we interviewed three of our survivors here in Sydney, all women in their late 90s, telling their story. And so we used that, and that was about an 8-9 minute segment. Started with that, then went into the other speeches, and the close. It was, I actually had goosebumps watching it live last night from home. When it went to the Hatikva was played by Moriah College, which is our largest, oldest Jewish school. And they always have had an outstanding music program and orchestra. And Hatikva was played by the members of the orchestra from home on Zoom, coming together in an extraordinary display of exquisite timing. It was beyond moving. And so that's how we concluded with Hatikva by the Moriah College Orchestra, and then obviously the Australian anthem at the end. So it was a very powerful 36-minute presentation. And so we had it pre-filmed and ready to go, and then it went live last night. And then it's obviously on our website, and we've emailed it, et cetera, and thousands of people have actually viewed it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you have sent me the link, which certainly I'm going to spend some time watching a little bit later today, because it really does look incredibly well put together and very movingly done. Well done on doing that. Whilst we remember, we also need to deal with current events. And, that is a crazy story. Police act as a massive swastika mounted 300 meters from a synagogue,
and not only that, but on the day before Yom HaShoah. So this is, Newtown is one of what we call Inner West, one of the many suburbs here close to the city. And what distinguishes Newtown from a lot of the rest of Sydney, it's sort of offbeat. There are a lot of, to use an old expression, a lot of hippies live there. And it's an alternative area, and it's a very attractive area. It's a nice part of the world. And there's a synagogue in Newtown, which is over 100 years old. And just 2 days ago, a resident walking in the area sees this giant swastika Nazi flag hanging from the roof of a house 300 meters from the Newtown synagogue. And this was brought to our attention and to mainstream media attention, I have to say. We spoke with the police, and the good news was that the police responded very quickly and went along and discovered two people who were not actually owners of the house. The house was vacant, but two people who were living there, and vagrants, I guess one can call them, and they were living there. And according to the police, they, for some reason, best known to themselves, owned this swastika, this flag, and had decided to hang it from the roof. So the police have evicted both the vagrants and the swastika, and that's the end of it. But what it does buy into is a campaign which we are going to begin, and that is to call for the public promotion of the swastika to be banned. Right. And obviously it's not a simple issue, and there have to be legitimate caveats in terms of artistic display. Or, you know, if somebody's putting on sound of music at the opera house.
We've actually been dealing with that issue here quite extensively in South Africa, not necessarily about the swastika, but the old South African flag, which of course represents apartheid and is deeply offensive to many, and in fact, I would imagine, I would hope, most. So the question is exactly that, you know, because you have to balance freedom of expression, which is a very important part of any democracy and any constitution. You've got to balance artistic representation. You've got to balance education with the fact that you certainly don't want it being displayed at a rugby game or a cricket match just to offend people. So it's an interesting one that I think countries do have to deal with. You know, we've never quite got this balance right. And maybe we never should. You know, maybe we never should. That's the answer, is that it has to be hard to ban it. But at the same time, you know, we have to grapple with these things and make them work.
Exactly right. And as you say, so where there are legitimate reasons of scholarship or artistic display or the sound of music is being put on at the opera house, well, that took place in Nazi-occupied Austria. So you're going to have a swastika hanging there. And so it's a careful balancing act, and where are the legitimate grounds. And as you say, well, whether it's the South Africa's apartheid regime flag or the swastika, it is a very delicate balancing act. So that it's a campaign which we at the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies are planning to, giving a lot of thought to, and it's something which we intend to prosecute here. And when this flag was mounted 2 days ago outside the synagogue here in Sydney, one of the opposition members of parliament, who's a strong ally of the community, came out immediately and said the government needs to ban the swastika, etc. So there is a little bit of momentum already happening, and it's something we certainly going to be looking at.
Yeah, brilliant. It's very important. And finally, Maccabi male and female champions are both Olympic athletes and Australia national champions.
And that's very nice to see. So it's not just that, you know, the Maccabi champions are, you know, people who win just the local, you know, competition on the corner. The female champion is someone we've talked about before, Jessica Fox, who 2019 was the world canoe slalom champion, and for about the third or the fourth time. So she's a world competitor, represents this country at the Olympics. And the male champion, Stephen Solomon, whose parents, by the way, came from Cape Town, and he's represented this country at the Olympic Games. He's the current Australian 400 meters champion, and he led the Australian 4x400 relay team at the World Relay Championships recently in Japan, and where they placed seventh. So it's great to see that we have serious athletes who are the Maccabi champions. And while we're on that subject, even the junior sportsmen and women, the junior sportswoman was an Australian rough water, go figure, rough water champion swimmer. And the junior sportsman was the Australian karate champion in under 76 kilogram division. So some, you know, serious athletes out there are winning for Maccabi, and good to see that they're actually competing very favorably on the world stage.
Absolutely amazing. Time is 6:24. Vic Aladev, thank you as always. We'll catch you next week. Vic is the chairman of the New South Wales, the CEO, I'm sorry, of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. And we speak to him every week at this time.